This is an inner speak message heard several years ago. I'm now told it is time to expand, to bring the message beyond the scope of Book 2. It is an excerpt from the end of my soap opera life, Book 2, A Change in Perception. Thoughts feed the matrix. We are brothers and sisters of soul and the light, ever strengthening the matrix in which we live. And that matrix grows as we grow, and that matrix strengthens as we strengthen. And that matrix is never ending. We are part of that fine matrix, that substance of life that sustains us, and we feed that matrix with our thoughts. Just as in the book you read, I was reading the Divine Matrix at that time, thoughts, beliefs, make the physical manifestations in your life. Again, thoughts, beliefs, make the physical manifestations in your life. Carefully chosen thoughts, those are the thoughts to be nurtured. Those are the thoughts that will make the best life. You must tell your brothers and sisters this. You must let them know that these thoughts go into that ever-flowing matrix and become their life. Eventually, whether in this so-called life or the next, there is only one matrix, and the beings that form it and the beings that hold it together are one. Go forth and spread the word of the matrix. You have been heard. What you seek is already found. Again, this is an excerpt from the end of my soap opera life, Book 2, A Change in Perception. You can download a free copy, a PDF copy, at lightworkerslog.com. Shine on, bright light.